Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Rari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Rari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Rari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Rari. Jasoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana. Jasoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana. Jamuna Jiravana Jari. Jamuna Jiravana Jari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Rari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Rari. Yasoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana. Jamuna Jiravana Jari. Jamuna Jiravana Jari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Rari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Rari. Yasoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana. Jamuna Jiravana Jari. Jamuna Jiravana Jari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Shri Shri Radha Madhava Ki.
Jai Nitya Lila Vishnu Mishra Pada's Divine Grace Lila A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki Sad Goswami Prabhu Ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Sikho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopiko Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhana Ki Brajabhumi Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Bolo Sri Sri Krishna Baldao Ki Tai Gaur Premanandi Bolo Sikiraj Maharaj Ki All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to you, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 24, Krishna worshipping Govardhan Hill, beginning with text number 37. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this is the end of this chapter of one of our favorite pastimes, huh? Esho Vajanato Martyan Kama Rupi Vanokasa Hanti Yasmai Namasyamaha Sharmane Atmano Gavam Esovajanato Vesavanato Martyam Kamarupi Vanokasa Hanti Yasmai Namasyama Sharmane Atmano Gavam Esu Vajanato Martyam Kama Rupi Vanokasa Hanti Yasmai Namasyama Sharmane Atmano Gava. Ladies. Eshaha, this one, avajanata, those who are neglectful, martyam, mortals, kamarupi, assuming any form at will, such as that of the snakes who live upon the hill, vana okasa, residents of the forest. Hanti will kill. He, certainly, asmai to him. Namasyamaha. Let us pay our obeisances. Sharmani for the protection. Atmanaha of ourselves. Gavam and of the cows. Translation, this Govardhan hill, assuming any form he wishes, will kill any residents of the forest who neglect him. Therefore, let us pay our obeisances to him for the safety of ourselves and our cows. Translation, please repeat. This Govardhan hill, assuming any form he wishes, will kill any residents of the forest who neglect him. Therefore, let us pay our obeisances to him for the safety of ourselves and our cows. Purport. Kamarupi indicates that the form of Govardhan can manifest as poisonous snakes, wild animals, falling rocks, and so on, all of which are competent to kill a human being. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, the Lord presented six theoretical points in this chapter. One, that karma alone is sufficient to determine one's destiny. Two, that one's conditioned nature is the supreme controller. Three, that the modes of nature are the supreme controller. Four, that the Supreme Lord is simply a dependent aspect of karma. Five, that he is under the control of karma. And six, that one's occupation is the actual worshipful deity. The Lord presented these arguments not because he believed them, but rather because he wanted to stop the impending sacrifice to Indra and divert it to himself in the form of Govardhan Hill. In this way, the Lord desired to agitate that falsely proud demigod. Isuvajanato martyam kamarupi vanokasa hanti asmai namasyama sharmane atmano gavam. This Govardhan hill, assuming any form he wishes, will kill any residents of the forest who neglect him. Therefore, let us pay our obeisances to him for the safety of ourselves and our cows. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militandena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandigam Aradanas Trinandandai Ridamya Chai Puna Puna Sri Marupa Padambhujo Dulisyam janma janmanim Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Panchakalpa Thrubhyastha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So now we're coming to the end of this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam about one of our favorite pastimes, worshipping of Govardhan Hill. Next chapter is lifting of Govardhan Hill. So here it says, Kama Rupi, that Govardhan can take any form. And Prabhupada explains, maybe snakes, maybe falling rocks, maybe wild animals, anything that can... competent, Prabhupada says, to kill a human being. Just like previously we saw when Krishna was directing what they should do, how they should make so many wonderful things, especially with ghee, lots of puris and samosas and rasgullas and gulab jamuns, also cooked in ghee from the cows. And so many things. He said, anybody who doesn't perform this worship, he will be bitten by the snakes on Govardhan Hill. So please don't go to Govardhan if you haven't done Govardhan Puja. One time we were doing Prikrama, and we saw this Brishbasi boy. He's yelling, come, 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 come. And I can understand that he wasn't after money. So we came close to the hill, and we saw a big black snake, cobra. And the cobra took one look at us, but because we'd done Govardhan Puja, he went inside his body. So beware, there's many snakes on Govardhan. We have seen. And in this area, that was, you know, there's one village called, or maybe you don't know, there's one village called Anior. From Anior, almost all the way up, well, practically up to where our ISKCON Govardhan is, that is where this Anukut. Kut means mountain. Just like we used to stop the buses for Prikrama at this Chitrakut. We know this is a mountain in southern part of UP. So they made mountains of puris and mountains of laddus made with nice ghee and mountains of samosas and pakoras and mountains of paneer sabji and so many things they offered. Lakes full of sweet rice and nectar. And suddenly Govardhan assumed a huge form on top of the hill. We get so many wonderful details of this pastime from Ananda Vrindavan Champu and this Gopal Champu of Jiva Goswami, which now has been wonderfully translated by our Bhanu Swami. So there, Krishna, when he sees that big form, he bows down. Essentially, he's bowing down to himself. But as soon as he bowed down, all the Brishbasis also bowed down to that form. Then Krishna said, just see how Govardhan has assumed this form to take all your offerings. Did your Indra ever appear? You worshipped Indra so many times. Did he ever come to take your offerings? Just see. And then Govardhan make like an asana, and this big Govardhan sat down. And he saw all these wonderful offerings. And he began to eat them all. And he was just a little boy, so he doesn't know what his right hand or what his left hand. He began to use both hands. In fact, if you go to the Jamastan in Mathura, you can see there's a picture there. He manifested so many right hands and so many left hands. Bloop, 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 bloop. He ate everything up, drank all the lakes of sweet rice and nectar. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Then he began to cry, Anior, Anior, give me more, give me more. And all the residents of Braj said, everything, our whole stock we've offered to you, there's nothing left. Please be satisfied. And in true Brishbasi fashion, he began to cry, Anior, Anior, give me more. Just like you see, the Brishbasis are following their leader, Yad Yad Acharati Shrestas. If you give them 10 rupees, they want 50. If you give 50, they want 100. If you give 100, they want 5. If you give 5, they want, well, now we don't have 1,000, but anyway, 2,000. They're following their leader. Aniyor, aniyor. And Nanda Baba said, but Baba, everything we had is offered. You please be satisfied. Aniyor, aniyor. And Krishna said, there's nothing else. You please be satisfied. Aniyor, aniyor. So that village became known as, even today, Aniyor. Then some Brahmins gave Krishna some tulsi manjaris. Krishna offered those very soft manjaris to that big form of Govardhan on top of the hill. And he took all of those tulsi manjaris, soft, delicious tulsi manjaris. Triptosmi, triptosmi. Now I'm fully satisfied. You can hear on the cassette sometime, recordings. I mean, now you know how old I am. So we don't have cassettes anymore. On the recordings, you can hear Prabhupada saying, fully satisfied. Then you can understand what full satisfaction is. As soon as he was fully satisfied, then all the mountains, Kut, all the mountains of baskets of puris and mountains of laddus and mountains of pots of paneer sabji and samosas and pakoras, everything, lakes of sweet rice, everything remanifested itself. And all the Brishbasis, they had a big festival, feeding everybody, even up to the dogs they were feeding, the dog eaters they were feeding. And Prabhupada says they were throwing the prasad, and even if it fell on the ground, they scooped it up and ate it with great delight, proving that prasadam could never be contaminated. And then they circumambulated the hill with all their cows and performed the worship of Govardhan Hill. Just like very soon, we're right in the courtyard here, we're going to make a huge mountain of prasadam and perform the worship of Govardhan Hill. So then, Indra realized that his sacrifice had been stopped. And he became very angry. He became very angry. And he called for the Sambardika Club. When there's necessity to destroy the earth by water, the Sambardika Cloud comes. And he told that cloud, you go to Braj and you destroy all of the Brishbasis along with their cows. You inundate Braj. And the clouds, they were a little doubtful. And he said, no, I'm coming behind on my elephant. The Sambardika clouds began to pour down rain. Suddenly the sky became completely black. It was almost like nighttime, even in the daytime. And torrents of rain. In Hindi we say, like clubs, musodara. Like clubs of rain were coming down. In English we say, cats and dogs. I don't know what you say in your other countries here, but anyway. And suddenly there was water everywhere, and wind was blowing, and pieces of ice were falling. Everyone was suffering so much, and before long, high ground and low ground, nobody could tell what was what. So they all ran to Krishna, because when the Brishbasis have trouble, they don't know anyone except Krishna. Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga Tvam Natham Gokulam Prabhu Pratam Arasi Devana Kupitad Bhaktavatsala. Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga. We know like Bhagavan. Oh, greatly fortunate one. Tvam Natham. You're the only Lord of yourself. Tvam Natham Gokulam Prabhu. And you're the master of Gokul. Pratam Arasi. Please save us. From this Devana, he's Kupitad. Kupita means anger. He's become angry. Bhaktavatsala, you're a friend of your devotees. You're very compassionate to your devotees. Bhaktavatsala. So then, Krishna walked over, and with his left hand, he lifted Govardhan Hill. And his tikka on this pastime, Janata Goswami says he didn't lift it with his little finger. He lifted it with his left hand. And he invited all the Brijbasis to come underneath with their cows. And when Mother Yasoda saw Krishna holding the hill with his left hand, because if you have to do something heavy, then use your right arm, right? You use your right hand. But just to show there was nothing, Krishna used his left hand. And Mother Yasoda was so frightened. And when Lala saw that Mother Yasoda was frightened, then Sanatana Goswami says, then he put it on his pinky. Look, Ma, it's no trouble. Just like we're learning to ride our bikes, our mother's watching from the kitchen window. And we said, look, Ma, no hands. I said, look, Ma, it's no problem. And our Mother Mangal, he said, no, I'm chanting my Brahminical mantras. By my Brahminical Tejas, the hill is staying on his finger. Don't worry about anything, Maya. I'm chanting my mantras. So this way, Krishna was holding the hill, and all the Brijbasis came with their cows, and they were underneath the hill, and Indra was throwing his thunderbolts. Nothing was happening to Govardhan Hill. Mother Yasoda, she began to massage Krishna's arms. Maybe he might be tired. All the Brijbasis we saw, they put their cowherd sticks to help. They thought they were helping Krishna. In fact, at the end of Govardhan Hill, there's one deity, Pucharika Lauta Baba. Because the end of Govardhan is like a punch, like a tail. So he's called Punchri. He's at the end. So he's Pucharika Lauta Baba. And Lauta, because the cowherd boys that carry sticks, we call Lati. But if you see Lauta Baba, he has a huge stick. So it's called Lauta. So he put his Lauta there and he said, oh, everyone thinks that Krishna is holding the hill. Actually, it's my Lauta that's holding up the hill. But Krishna is at everyone's heart. He knows what you're thinking. So then Krishna put the hill a little bit down like that. Then Lauta Baba, oh, no, Krishna's holding the hill. After a while, Mother Yasoda said, Lala, you're not hungry? You want some butter or something? He said, no, Maya, I'm okay. Mother Manga says, wait a minute. You speak for yourself. Yeah, bring that butter here. So, finally, Indra realized something's going on because his brain is thunderbolts. Nothing is hurting over downhill. Then he realized, oops. He realized who Krishna was, and he told all those clouds, get out of here, make yourself scarce, get out of here, quick. So all the clouds left, the sun came out. Then Krishna told all the Brijbasis, now you can come out from underneath the hill. And he put Govardhan Hill back to where it was. So all the Brijbasis were very happy, and now Krishna was known as Giridhari, the lifter of Govardhan Hill. Balogiraja Dharna Ki. He was now known as the lifter of Govardhan Hill. So, meanwhile, Indra, he went back, he was very worried. He went back to heaven and he sat down on his throne and he was very worried sometimes, just saying. And his wife, Sachi Devi, she's very worried. He doesn't come home. He doesn't talk to me. He's not saying anything. Because there's nothing that drives the woman more crazy is when the man becomes quiet. There's nothing that drives a man more crazy than the woman doesn't stop talking. But there's science behind this. Because when women have a problem, it's scientifically proved that they talk about their problem and produces hormones that make them feel happy. And when man has a problem, he's got to solve it himself. He's a man, he's got to solve it himself. So the women, they're very intuitive. They come, you know. What's the matter, honey? So will you leave me alone? So this is a trick you should learn. 50% of your marital problems will be over. When the man becomes quiet, don't bother him. When the woman talks, don't interrupt her. And don't ever say, it's not that bad. Then you've got a fight on your hands. Because now you negated her feelings. Don't ever say, just sympathize, whatever she is. Because after a while, she'll feel happy because her hormones are produced and she'll feel happy and she'll love you because you didn't interrupt her. And the man, after a while, he'll solve the problem and he'll become happy. And because you didn't bother him, he'll love you like anything. 50% of your marital problems are solved. So Sachi Devi, she knows he's a mood kharab ho gaya. He's in bad mood. I better not go. So what did she do? She went to Guru, Brihaspati. Guru can go. She can't go. Guru can go. He said, I don't know. He doesn't come home. He doesn't talk. He doesn't eat. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't do anything. He looks very worried. So Brihaspati went there. And he said, "Dear Indra, what's the matter?" And Indra told him the problem. Brihaspati said, "Now you really blew it. Now Krishna won't even look at you from the corner of the corner of the corner of the corner of his eye. Best thing is you take shelter of a devotee. This is our position. We're big offenders. So we've taken shelter of Srila Prabhupada. We have no qualification to even be here in Braj. Only Prabhupada has invited us to come to this wonderful place." And he said, "Best devotee is this Surbi cow from the Golok. She's a devotee and she's a cow. And Krishna likes cows and devotees. So you take this cow with you and you go see him." So meanwhile, Krishna came with all the cowherd boys and the calves, and they were walking around Govardhan Hill. Krishna was doing inspection tour. See what damage had happened to Braj. And we see everyone is following Krishna. Yad yad acharati shreyas, whatever the great man does. So we see whenever there's a tsunami, a big earthquake, then the chief manager flies in his helicopter. They're all following Krishna. So Krishna was doing his inspection tour. Meanwhile, Indra came down. Now, Airavata, he's riding on Airavata. Airavata not only has one trunk, he has many, many trunks. And he's huge. Just like in a few days, on 28th, we'll have the procession. You all should come. We're going to take Prabhupada in that very palanquin that Prabhupada won the last darshan of Vrindavan. It's our duty to come and go with him around. He's brought us here to Vrindavan. He's taking us all the way back to home at Madhigadhan. So our duty is to come with him on his procession. So sometimes we used to have an elephant, and we used to have a cart from the Goshala with the halava distributing prasadam, because Prabhupada loved prasad distribution. And when those bull, he just goes hip forward. He never stops for anything. But when those bulls saw that elephant, they started going back like this. So all the cows, they saw this elephant coming. And cow, her ear is like this. They went whoop, like that. And eyes are already so big and brown. It's so sweet, huh? Whoop, they got even bigger. And all the cows, they ran away. You ever see cows run? Oh, you guys live in big cities. You never saw. You never see cows. Just like I was in Durban, and we used to go way out in the countryside to the Tipper Prasad. Never saw a cow. You see them walking down the street. So all those cows, when they run, they put their tail up. Like it's a danger, danger. It's a flag. Danger, danger, huh? And they kick backwards, choom, choom, like that. They run like that, funny. So all the cows, they ran away. And Krishna, and the cowherd boys, they ran after the cows to bring them back. Meanwhile, Indra came down. He got off of Airavata. And the king of heaven, with his wonderful crown, he fell down in the dust of Braj and paid his sastang pranams, dandavas to Krishna. And Krishna walked by and didn't even look at him from the corner of 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 his eye. So then, I'm in big trouble. So he went to a wonderful place on the side of Govardhan Hill called Surbikund. So you notice it's a short A. Everybody says Surabi, but it's short A, Surbikund. And he went there to Krishna, and he sent Surbi. He said, "You please go see him quick." So Surbi went there, and she bowed down before Krishna to lick his feet, And then she said, you know, actually, Indra, he's your devotee. He became a little puffed up. You don't like pride in your devotees, but he's very sorry. And just like the parents, the children do so many nonsense things, but still the parents always love them. So he's actually your devotee. You should forgive him. So Sir Bhikkhunda is such a wonderful lady. Here all our offenses are forgiven. If you go there, you can take some water and be forgiven for all your offenses. So then Krishna agreed to forgive Indra. Then they came to Govindakund, that side of the hill. And Indra began to do a beautiful abhishek ceremony for Krishna. And that Surabhi cow, she began to pour milk right from her udder on Krishna. And Airavata, he went up to the heavenly planets, to that Akash Ganga. Not this Ganga here, where simple people like you and me are bathing, but only pious people, the demigods, are bathing in that Akash Ganga. He brought that water and began to bathe Krishna. And all the Gandharvas began to sing, and the Kinnaras were playing musical instruments very wonderfully, and the Brahmins were chanting so many Vedic mantras. And all the Apsaras came. They were trained up by Indraduna Maharaj, so they were dancing very nicely. very sweetly. And this abhishek ceremony was going on very nicely. Then, after the abhishek ceremony, then Indra, he took a big crown. First they dressed Krishna in beautiful garments, and all the demigods came, and the Saptarishis came. Everybody brought some gift for Krishna. Indra, he took this big crown. He sat Krishna on a throne. He gave this big crown, and he crowned him as Govinda. Now in Gopal Champo, Jiva Goswami explains, just like... you know, in Loi Bazaar, right near the end of Loi Bazaar, there's one fellow, Narendra. Is a Gangotri, is his shop. Narendra. Narendra. The Indra amongst the human beings. Means the king. Narendra. Even his signs are in Russian. and Mahendra, or Yogendra. The Indra amongst the yogis, the greatest of the yogis. So Govind means the king of the cows. The secret meaning, Jiva Goswami explains, all the demigods live in the body of the cow. So Krishna becomes king of the cow. He becomes king of Indra and all the demigods automatically. So till then he was known as Gopal. From this day he became known as Govind. And then they did this wonderful Artic ceremony. We have these little brass deeps. They had gold and silver deeps. And conch shells covered with pearls and diamonds. And yak-tail fans with silver handles. And peacock fans with golden handles. And encrusted with rubies and sapphires. And so many wonderful, all this wonderful paraphernalia. They did this artik, and Krishna was sitting there. And all the Brahmins were chanting the Vedic mantras. And all the demigods were satisfied that Krishna was happy now. He's pleased. And they all went away. Meanwhile, the cowherd boys came back with all the cows, and they saw Krishna sitting there with this big crown. And they saw all this opulent artik equipment with gold and silver, pearls, rubies, sapphires. So they began to pick it all up, and they began to do their little play artik. And they weren't even singing Vedic mantras. They're singing their little Rivi Brishbasi songs. And they weren't even singing on tune. The Bengalis, they have very sweet voices. Brishbasi, they can't sing on tune. Arati kunja bihari ki, Sri Krishna murari ki. And Krishna was just laughing and laughing. And all the demigods were up in the clouds watching. All the demigods were watching. And they realized, we don't even have a whiff of love for Krishna like these Brishbasis. He was just officially accepting our arti. Just like sometimes they want to inaugurate a bridge, you know, and the mayor comes, he'd rather be somewhere else, but he comes, he puts a plastic smile for the cameras, he cuts the ribbon. You know, this is very inauspicious, a sharp thing. This is what we do in the West, but this is very inauspicious, a sharp thing. But he cuts the ribbon and smiles for all the... It's just official. He wants to get the votes. So Krishna is just officially accepting. He's actually accepting the artik of these Vrishabhasis. Meanwhile, Nanda Maharaj and all the elder Vrishabhasis appeared on the scene. They heard something funny is going on in Govardhan. Gold and silver and pearl and diamond. I said, first this guy's stealing butter and yogurt. Now what's he up to? So they all came, and all the cowboys, they looked at their elders, and Nanda Baba said, where did you get all this gold and silver and pearl and diamond? Oh, Baba, we just found it. Yeah, right. You just found all this gold and silver and diamond. Yeah, right. Just like the father comes home from work, you know, there's a big mess from one end of the house to the other. Who made this mess? Baba, it just happened. Yeah, right. Then, Madhavangal chirped up. Oh, Baba, they don't know. I saw everything, Baba, because this guy came on this elephant, and was a huge elephant, Baba, with not just one trunk, many trunks. And all the cows ran away, and everyone ran after them. And I'm lame, I couldn't run, so I was sitting here. I saw everything, Baba. And then this guy came down, he got off the elephant. I swear to God, cross my heart, hope to die. He had eyes all over his whole body, Baba. And he fell down in the dust of Braj and paid his obeisance to Lala. And Lala didn't even look at him. Then this cow came, Baba. I never saw a cow like that, Baba. And they went to the other side of the hill. And that cow was talking something to this guy with all the eyes. And then they came back over here. And then that cow began to pour milk on Krishna. And that elephant went up in the sky and he brought this wonderful water. And then all these, I never saw instruments like that, Baba. These people were playing these instruments. These guys were singing. I never heard singing like that, Baba. And those instruments I never saw. And these girls came. Oh, Baba, I never saw girls like that, Baba. And they were all dancing. They didn't see it, Baba. They ran after the cows. I saw everything. I was sitting here, Baba. And then that guy with all the eyes, he put this crown on Krishna. And then they did this arti. And then the cowboys came back and we found everything. And that's what happened, Baba. I swear, cross my heart, hope to die. I swear, I'm not... Jutnebo Ram, Baba. Tachbo Ram, Baba. Then a voice like thunder from the sky said, Nanda, now you crown Krishna as Govinda. So Nanda Baba took that same crown and he crowned Krishna as Govinda. So from that day he became known as Govinda. And the place where all the water, Abhishek water collected, that became known as Govinda Kund. And Bhakti Ratnakar says, anybody who takes bath in that water, he gets Govinda Prem. So all these wonderful details are there by Jiva Goswami and who wrote Bhakti? Ananda Vrindavan Champu, that was Kavi Karnapur. So all these wonderful details we find about this pastime. And Govardhan is one of our favorite places. Everyone loves to do Govardhan Prakrama. I'm too old to do. Sometimes we go by car, but I miss going around, especially in the night. We had to cancel because beginning of Karti, so much rain. But it's so nice to go in the night. One time, in fact, my wife and Lakshmimoni came with all the girls from the Vaishnava Academy for Girls when it was running there in Alatra. And they had been to Mayapur, they'd been to Puri, they'd been many places. By the time they got to Vrindavan, it was already April. April means the weather's approaching 100 degrees, 40 degrees. So they said, all the girls want you to take them and go Govardhan Prakrama. I said, they'll never make it, neither I can make it. But if you really want to do Govardhan Prakrama, we'll do it at night. It will be AC first class. It'll be AC first class. So my wife said, well, these girls, they really hate to get up early in the morning, but they really love to stay up late at night. They'll be in ecstasy. So we went in the nighttime, and it was just like I said, beautiful, cool breezes were blowing. There wasn't so much crowd. In fact, I was surprised. It wasn't that far after, what do you say, Purnima, full moon, but hardly anybody, but no one was there on the Prikama. We were all by ourselves. A nice breeze was blowing, and moon was there. And we got to Serbikun. One thing about Serbikun is it's a little bit off the Prikama path. You go inside through this red sandstone opening gate, and you come down in beautiful steps. Now someone has made nice steps and ghats there. It used to be broken down. And I love to go there and just sit with everyone, and we'd be quiet and just hear. And just, you don't hear anything. Whole universe disappears. Only hear some peacock in the distance. Or some cow. Nothing is there. So I told all the girls, now I want you to be quiet and not make a sound. As soon as they were quiet, bam, bam, rap, 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 bam, bam, coming from the next village. They couldn't understand, what is this? It's almost it's past midnight. What's going on? And I looked at Lakshmimoni and she said, Pakistan lost. That's why nobody was on Prikama. They were all watching the cricket game. Anyway, so many wonderful places are there in Govardhan Hill. And, of course, yesterday we were hearing all about Radhakund is also there at Govardhan Hill. Radhakund, they say Govardhan is shaped like a peacock, so the two eyes are Radhakund and Shamakund, and tail is Punchari. Down there, Govindakund, that's where Govardhan is the highest, about 80 feet or so. Although he used to be so high that the sun god with his horses, they would eat the grass on the top of Govardhan Hill as they were going through the sky. So, anyway, we'll leave some time if anybody has any nice questions. Well, he says here, Kamarupi, that Govardhan could take any form, so he assumed this big form, and Krishna said, he's non-different from me. Just see, Govardhan has assumed this form, and he's not different from me, and even Krishna bowed down to him.
Human form?
Yeah. Yeah. Human form. There's a nice picture at in the ceiling of the Jamastan. You can see with many left hands and many right hands eating all the offerings, all the mountains of prasadam. And Krishna bowed down, and all the Vrishabhasis bowed down. It was very sweet.
What we know that Govardhan was something like Mount Meru. Now, when we see Govardhan Hill, it's not that big.
Yeah.
So my question is, we are fortunate enough. Even after 5,000 years of Kali Yuga, we are able to see Govardhan Hill in that form. So when will that unfortunate time comes when we will not be able to see Govardhan Hill in that form?
I don't know, but I've read that as soon as Govardhan disappears completely, then Kali Yuga will really begin. So you ain't seen nothing yet. So when that is, I don't know. He's thinking one, everybody says, mustard seed, but the Sanskrit I saw was till. Till is sesame seed. So you measure a sesame seed and figure out how much time he still has. I'm not a scientist, I'm a devotee. But they say once he disappears, and actually, because he was cursed by, what was the Rishi's name? Pulastha Rishi. And also, now, sitting at Govardhan, my wonderful late god brother, Gopi Pranadana, he translated this Brihad Bhagavatamrita by Sanatana Goswami, along with his own purport, commentary. Because sometimes somebody writes a book and somebody else writes a commentary. You don't know if he's got the same meaning or not. But this is Sanatana Goswami's own commentary. And there it describes how Balaram went to Braj and he saw the situation of the Brishbasis. And he came back and he told Kaniya, why don't you go? Huh? You're such a rascal, you don't go, you know. Nanda Baba and Mysota, they can't cry anymore tears because they don't even look at each other. Because they look at each other, they'll begin crying again. And they've already cried so many tears, they can't cry anymore. And the calves don't even drink milk from their cows. Now this is amazing. You go to the Goshala sometime at the milking time. Because the cows, they don't give milk automatically. In technical terms, we say letting the milk down. They let the milk down. And when they see their calf, then the milk comes down. So first we bring the calf. The calf drinks a little milk, and she lets her milk down. And then you can... And it takes sometimes two or three quals to pull that calf away. So a calf is not drinking from the mother, then a cow, then that's amazing. And Balaram said, and even Giriraj, he's shrinking out of separation from you. He's shrinking out of separation from you. So it's our duty to go back and make at least two devotees, nothing else, at least two devotees you make, and bring them here for Kartik. And we'll have a big prakrama around Govardhan, and we'll sing the holy name, which is non-different from Krishna, and maybe Giriraj will rise up to his formal glory. Hare Krishna. But we shouldn't think that Govardhan was cursed by Pulastya. He was too big for, because he came from the Golok. So he was too big for Braj Leela. So Krishna wanted him to make him just the right size for Braj Leela. But he's still shrinking because he's feeling separation. So we have to go there, bring and make as many devotees as we can, bring them back here for Kartik, and go on Govardhan Prakrama and chant the holy name and give him Krishna's association.
Hare Krishna. Sometimes we hear that one should not circumambulate Golden Hill at the night time. But there is an exception of Sharad Purnima, we can.
I consulted with many learned devotees, sadhus, on this, and they said for Govardhan there's no such rule. Ordinarily, for ordinary things, we don't do. He said, but everybody, all the sadhus, they say this has been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years. Everybody does prakrama at night.
Is there any shastric injunction of not doing or doing it?
I've heard that generally prakrama shouldn't be done at night, but Govardhan is a special case. And it's Jiva Goswami says one of the pramans is whatever local habit is there. So for hundreds and hundreds of years, everybody be doing prakrama at night. So as soon as the real Kartik season starts, now it's going to be quite hot today. But I saw my app says next week it starts to get chilly. Especially in December, then it's very pleasant. As much as we don't want to be in the sun now, when December comes, that much you want to be in the sun. And it's very pleasant to do prakrama of Govardhan in the daytime. And when it's hot like this, it's practically insane to do prakrama like this. You get a heat stroke. I've seen devotees get heat stroke and so many things. Only time you can do it in the hot season is in the nighttime.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, what is the mood of Lota Baba while he's sitting there?
Well, there's another story about Lota Baba, because he was a friend of Krishna. He decided to cook a nice lunch for Krishna. And he was just thinking, Krishna will come and I'll feed him so nicely. And then he looked up and he saw Krishna and Balaram on a big chariot being pulled by Uncle Akura. And he said, Kaniya, I cooked for you. You please come and eat. And Krishna spoke immortal words that we still hear even today. What did he say? just now coming. Huh? You go to the bank to change your money, they say lunchtime. They shut it down, say just now coming. And they don't come. Even in Spanish, they say, ya vengo, I'm just coming. And they go away. So he said, but I'm not going to eat anything until you come. No, if I'm coming back tonight. If not tonight, surely tomorrow. All right, I'm not eating anything until you come. If not tomorrow, then day after tomorrow. In Colombia, they always say, don't put off to tomorrow what you can put off till the day after tomorrow. If not that day, then surely the next day. I'm just now coming. He said, all right, I'm waiting. I'm not eating anything. So Lota Baba, that's his mood. He's sitting there. You see his mouth. He's just waiting for Krishna to return. And he doesn't need anything. But still the devotees, they put some fruit or some milk sweets in his mouth. He doesn't take any grains. And the Brijbasis there, they sing a sweet tune. I can't remember the verse. But Lota Baba, you'll see, he's quite stout and fat. But he's not eating anything. Just from his love of Krishna, he's growing fat. They have a nice sweet Brijbasi verse explaining that. So, in Hindi, to come back is lautna. So he's lauta baba, waiting, kab laut aya, when Krishna will come back. When Krishna will come back. So he's sitting there. We can learn from him determination and patience. Just like a couple of months ago, we were reading the 14th chapter, Brahma's Prayers, the last chapter that Prabhupada translated. There, Lord Brahma, there's one prayer there. What is that? Tate nu kampa susubhikshabana bujana eva makrite vipakam yadva vapubir vrilayam namaste jiveta so mukti pade sadaya bhak. He says, if anybody goes on patiently waiting for Krishna's mercy, suffering the reactions to his past misdeeds, but patiently waiting for Krishna. But with his body, mind, and yadvag vapubhya, vak we know means voice. With his body, mind, and words, he's offering obeisances to Krishna, expecting any time for Krishna's mercy. Then Brahma says, jiveta, anyone who lives like that, mukti pade sadaya bhak. He doesn't say he gets mukti. But mukti pade, that place where mukti gets mukti. The Brijbasi have one verse, what is it? Mukti kahe gopal se mira mukti batao. Braj raj mukti lakhe se mukti mukto jao. That mukti came to Gopal. He said, well, how will I get mukti? He said, you just put this braj raj on your forehead and even mukti will become mukti. So mukti pade, that place where even mukti becomes, in other words, the kingdom of God. And daya bhak, daya, this is not the one that we know for mercy. This means inheritor. He inherits. He becomes the inheritor of the kingdom of God. So we can learn, Lota Baba sitting there, actually he sat for 4,500 years, because when Lord Chaitanya did his Prakam of Govardhan, then he called out to Lota Baba, I'm back, I'm back. So we can learn the patience and determination from Lota Baba. So anyway, time is up. We thank you all for patiently listening to my babbling. So we all hope you go sometime and take darshan of Govardhan. And 28th, remember, 28th, we're going to take Prabhupada in the very palanquin that Prabhupada, we took Prabhupada in his divine form of all the sacred temples of Vrindavan. That day, 28th, you all come, and we'll have a big, if you can't walk anymore, I'll pay for your rickshaw, because I also go by rickshaw half the way anyway. So 28th, remember. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.